podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Cop Update for this Monday. What day is it? 17th of January, Monday the 17th. Not loads of transfer stuff going on at the moment, I'm going to be honest. It's fairly quiet. Jamie Holmes sat down for a coffee and a chat with Gav and everyone in the chat. Good stuff. Garrett McDonald is missing Jamie Holman, the Trippers these days. He'll be back on soon, I'm sure. Don't worry about that. But a few bits to talk about. And as I said, if you have anything that you want to throw in that chat that you want us to talk about in the next half an hour, absolutely throw it in there and we'll try to get to it. Johnny B. Red says, Father McGlinchey let me off mass early today to listen to your show. God bless him. So, oh yeah. Johnny is the man, isn't he, that, is usually in mass at this time. So, fair play to him. He's out of mass and he's watching. Happy days. Be honest, Jamie, you got the sack for never keeping the shows under an hour. No, no one got the sack. No one ever gets sacked from this channel. Over the hour. That was Jamie. We enjoyed it. It was Jamie that killed himself by determined to do a show within an hour and never, ever, ever achieved that. So it was Jamie that sacked himself. If there was somebody sacked, to be honest with you. People in here, if you're watching, please hit the like button, subscribe if you can. And as I said, like, share, subscribe and comment. That's the most important thing. Comment. So I want to start with Ox. Good game yesterday, 3-0 win against Brentford, played really well, was a much better option for me up front than Minamino, if we're all honest, and gets a great header from a Robertson cross, gets injured then, and Klopp said immediately after the game, it didn't look too bad, but we're waiting on a scan. You know, Klopp immediately afterwards said it's a shadow on the game, he's played really well. We have to wait and see, and we're just waiting now. We're waiting now to see what the story is with Oxlade-Chamberlain. So let's see how he gets on with that. It'll be a blow, because whether you like him or not, he's a body that we need right now. He is a body that we need right now. So please God he's okay and he's available for Arsenal on Thursday and Palace away on Sunday, and then we have a little break until we play Cardiff on the 6th of February. So let me know what you think on Ox, because I thought he had a really good game yesterday. And, you know, the funny thing about Ox is that the injury problems are always there. They are always there. And myself included, I've said when he's being needed, he hasn't been there or he hasn't been good enough on the pitch. But I think he's shown this season, for the majority of times he's been on the pitch, he's played really well. There's been a different element to him, or he provides a different element to Liverpool where he has some direct running. He runs at people. He's not afraid to take a shot, get outside, get across in, whatever it might be. It's just something different. And it's one thing that's been standing out for him this season overall when he's played and he's been asked to play. So let me know what you think on Ox. Because I think, as I said, whether you like him or you don't like him, He's another body that we need right now, especially in midfield. Ox and Thiago out, says Alonso P. Absolutely need a centre midfielder in January. The midfield is going to be a big, big talking point throughout the rest of this month and most definitely during the summer, because of players' age when it comes to the likes of Milner, players' form when it comes to Henderson, who I thought was better yesterday, going to be honest. And then reliability. Ox is in that category. Although he has been fit for most of the season, I think Cade is most definitely in that category, and Thiago slips into it as well. He does fit into that. So there's definitely going to be a big talk about the midfield when it comes to obviously this month and in January. Monday. What did I call it? Monday memories. I think I called it. So Monday memories this week. It was volleys last week. It's headers this week. headers. So what I'll do is, if you want to throw in me your favourite LFC headers, I'll keep until the end of the show and read a few out. I'll start us off with Luis Suarez at home to West Brom, I think it was, 13-14, where he literally scores a header from outside the box. And he directs it, he puts Coral on it. Unbelievable header. So I'll start with them, Luis Suarez. So if you have any good headers, Liverpool related, throw them in. They can be against Liverpool as well if you want. But we like Liverpool based ones. I've seen Kieran B says Suarez outside the box. You can't have that. Ali A says Suarez from against West Brom. You can't have it. I've just taken it. I've literally just taken it. You can't copy me. Okay. He's happy that Harvey Elliott is back in full training. Yes, he's back in full training. I think someone on our show told us last night, it was from today, how long it'll be before he can play a football game is the next thing. But as I said, we only have Arsenal, it's the 17th now, and in the next 20 days, we only play Arsenal, Palace. Palace is on the 23rd, and then we have 10, 12, 13 days off until we play Cardiff. So you look, he kind of has 2 weeks to look at the Cardiff game, maybe. Maybe that comes a bit early, but it is absolutely brilliant to see Harvey Elliott back in. Right, so we have some headers coming in. Suarez from the halfway line wasn't a header. Gerrard header Istanbul has come in. There's a few more coming in there as well, which I'm just going to put a little star beside, and you can see me doing it on the screen, so you know you've been picked. Stephen Hand has a belter that I definitely want to talk about later. There's loads coming in there. Alisson getting a shout. So keep throwing them in there. Keep throwing them in there, and I will get them later on. So that's the crack with Harvey Elliott. As I said, we've spoken about Ox. The only piece of transfer stuff I can see today is a very tenuous one, but I'll throw it out there. You may know the player. I don't. You may know the player. If you know anything of him, let us know. And you can educate us. So here it is. It's Ronald Araujo. And I want to say I've said that name right, but it's A-R-O-U-J-O, Araujo. Maybe Araujo. He's a 22-year-old Barcelona centre-back. And there's loads of names being linked away with Barcelona because they just can't get them registered. They just can't get them registered. So this is a player that's being linked with Liverpool. I think Manchester United and another, I'll tell you now, Manchester United, Liverpool and Chelsea all linked. Man United, Liverpool and Chelsea all linked with this guy. So that's the name, Ronald Araujo. That's the word I'm going to go with. 22-year-old centre-back from Barcelona. Araujo, says Stephen Dunn. Maybe that's right. It is Ronald Araujo. I'll go with that. That's good. Yeah, I'll have that. but he's the only thing. He's the only one really being linked with Liverpool at the moment. It's gone very, very quiet. I can read you out some stuff if you want with regards to transfer stuff. Newcastle looking at Keylor Navas. Man United's Donny van der Beek rejected a move to Newcastle loan because of where they are in the league. Newcastle are still trying for Diego Carlos off Sevilla. This is off from BBC, by the way. Sven Botman to Newcastle looks like it's off. They failed with that. Chelsea are interested in Paris Saint-Germain's Levin Kuzawa, 29, on loan, but talks have not opened. Yeah, Southampton want to make the loan move for Armando Broja permanent from Chelsea. He's been really good for Southampton. Aston Villa are looking at Roma's 32-year-old Swedish goalkeeper, Robin Olsen, who was on loan at Everton, wasn't he, under Ancelotti. He spent the first half of this season at Sheffield United, but apparently Aston Villa are looking at him. Juventus looking at Anthony Martial. Chelsea have contacted Reims about the French under 20 striker Hugo Ekitike. The names are fucking hard today. Newcastle want to add Peter Kenyon to their off the field management team. Ousmane Dembele is expected to leave Barcelona. Man United are Juventus, Chelsea, and Bayern all being linked. Arsenal have made a £50 million bid for Fiorentina's Dusan Vlahovic, with Uruguayan midfielder Lucas Torreira offered as a make-weight. Arsenal remain interested in a Nottingham Forest right-back Jed Spence, but he's on loan from Middlesbrough, Roma and Inter Milan also interested. And Juventus want Thomas Partey included in any part of any deal for Arthur Melo to move to Arsenal. Leicester preparing for the departure of Youri Tielemans. Arsenal interested there again. Arsenal being linked with a load of players. Mönchengladbach open to selling Dennis Zakaria. That's been going for a little while now. United could lose out on Leipzig's Mali midfielder Amadou Haidara. Newcastle linked there. Everton, of course, look like they might appoint Ferguson and Baines as interim charge after sacking Benitez, which is absolutely mental in the last 24 hours. And that's about it with regards to the gossip on from BBC anyway, and that's the place to go, isn't it? How many people remember going onto Teletext and hitting the gossip page on BBC? I know 302 was the football. I can't remember what the page number was for the gossip. Let me see. Arsenal, just to touch on Arsenal. North London Derby called off against Spurs, which made me really, really happy after the bullshit that they came out with in the last 10 days or so with regards to Liverpool. They had that called off because they had players missing through injury, COVID and AFCON. I think somebody's saying only two cases, but again, I go back to it. No transparency. So people are having a problem with Arsenal because they're transparent, and an even bigger problem with Liverpool last week because they were transparent. And at the risk of repeating myself and boring you all to death, I'm saying this fucking ages. I'm saying it absolutely ages. Liverpool, it doesn't matter. Look, if Liverpool lined up all the players outside and showed you their positive tests, people would still say it was some sort of conspiracy and stuff like that, but what can you do? But the funny thing is, Arsenal look like they're letting another player go out on loan. The centre-half, Mari, looks like he might be going to, I think it's Udinese, on loan. So they let two players go last week in Balogun and Maitland-Niles on loan. Then they didn't have enough players to play the North London Derby. And in response to that, look like they're letting another player go. Let me see. Over 100 people watching, which is really good. Thanks a million. Don't forget, as you can see on screen, smash the like button. 40 plus shows per month, free on YouTube and across all your podcast platforms. So if you like, share and subscribe, you're doing everything you can to help us. And all we ask, the comments in the chat is just a bonus and absolutely keeps us going. If you're listening on podcasts, hit your review button on Apple or Android, leave a 5-star review, and it helps us get out there to more people. So Arsenal, Bejan says Arsenal are taking the piss now. There's another mention there in regarding some Arsenal news off the field, which is not even to do with football, which I'm 100% not going into. This is a Liverpool show about football, so I'm 100% not going into that, if that's okay. But yeah, it's a mad one at Arsenal, and they've dug such a hole for themselves. You know, they've absolutely kicked up stink. Not Arsenal Football Club, but the fan base, a lot of people in the media that would be, you know, fond of Arsenal, dug an absolute hole for themselves with the rubbish they came out with regards to Liverpool and the postponed League Cup semi-final game that was due to take place at the Emirates and didn't because of what was the situation at Liverpool. They went and kept going and going and going and going and just would not stop. And then the complaint about, well, Arteta more or less hinted at the fact that he'd have to play on Thursday against us and then have a game called off, and then looks like they're releasing another player on loan, which is just mad. Bonkers asks, any football in the world tonight? I.e. Man on Football show. Bonkers, you know what? We plan to bring that back this week, but a few bits have come up, and not that we don't want to do it, and it's not like there's anything wrong. A few bits have come up, and a few ideas have popped up, and we said, you know what? Don't just throw it out on a Monday and a Thursday for the moment. Let's have a look at this. So Keith was away at the weekend. Shawnee's up to his eyes at work. I'm Matt busy doing this as well. But we said the three of us have put time aside this week to talk through what we want to do. Mondays will be back. We should be back next Monday with the normal Monday show where we just talk about anything we want in football, past, present, or what you see happening in the future. That's the whole idea around anything in football on the Monday. The Thursday show, though, a couple of ideas have popped up where we went, oh, that might be good. So we like to put a bit of work into them. So we're hoping to come back next Thursday with them, okay? With the little break that Liverpool are going to have after the Palace game, a lot of people have asked about random chats, quizzes, drafts, just messing. And we will 100% be doing them as well. And, you know, we're trying to fill as many days as we can. But we want to get it right when it comes to the Man on Football show. And I genuinely can nearly forget the name of that and just want to keep saying football in the world, because it's mad. Gary McDonald wants a weekly quiz. We're so busy with fixtures and stuff that it's hard, so we're just trying to throw them in at random when we can. There's a lot of chat. Someone posed a question in the chat there with regards to Joe Gomez. Would you sell him for 40 million in the summer? Jamie says Gomez for 40 million in the summer is an interesting discussion. Not sure where he sits with it. He's so much faith in his talent, but given his injuries and lack of game time, is it worth taking the money? Well, you're going down the route then of, for me, you nearly have to start looking where Joe Gomez feels himself. You know, does he feel that he's ready and he's being, you know, passed on a bit in the selection process, because it seems to be Kanate or Matip with Van Dijk at the moment. But Klopp did say a couple of weeks ago that Gomez is walking back and he's fine and he's doing well and stuff like that. I think you'll see him starting to get more games after this little mini break we have. I genuinely do. I think he's a really, really good defender. He has everything about him. The injuries, a lot of them have been impacts. They haven't been down to him. You know, he's just being very unfortunate. You know, it's not like he's unreliable. You know, he's had his leg broken at Burnley. He's had an impact injury away at England that Gareth Southgate refuses to talk about. And he's just been unfortunate. Now, a lot of people will look at that and say, yeah, but Gav, it's happening. And he's out for a long time. And we need players that are reliable. It's, you know, something. It's, I wouldn't, unless Joe Gomez was looking for it. And I wouldn't be surprised if Villa were one of the clubs sniffing around Joe Gomez come the summer. That's being honest. That's not me saying it will. That's not me saying it. It's just in my opinion. I think Villa could look and go, you know, because he's so highly rated. So highly rated. But if you let Joe Gomez go for 40 million, are you going to invest it back in a centre-half? And if so, what sort of centre-half? Because any centre-half out there is looking going, am I getting ahead of Van Dijk? No. Matip stays fit? No. Kanate just bought for 36 million and has looked really, really good the majority of the time he's played. So it's a difficult one. It'll probably all come down to what Joe Gomez wants or what he thinks he's going to get game time was. That's what I think it might be. But listen, I don't think a Joe Gomez discussion is one worth having right now. Maybe in the summer. But again, I think it'll come down to two factors. What Joe Gomez wants, which is definitely football, and what Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp have in store for him or in planned for him, you know, the sort of way, because it looks like they're giving him as much time as he can to come back. And he's come in and out at different times, substitute appearances, the odd start and stuff like that. And, you know, he wasn't great against Leicester in the League Cup, first half, second half, he was outstanding, him and Kanate, like outstandingly good. Like, they just literally closed Leicester down, started that second half, and then they never got near us, bar one shot, I think, on the break. They never got near us. So, Look, I'll put it to you this way. If Virgil van Dijk, who's the closest to Virgil van Dijk in terms of talent and, I suppose, looking into the future, progression, I still think it's Joe Gomez. I genuinely do. I think he's good in the air. He's so fast along the ground. He's really, really good. And fully fit and going, I probably edge Gomez out of the three of them. And that's overall. I think Matip has been our best defender this year and second best player. But Gomez, for me, at the age he's at, and you look at Matip's age and you look at Virgil getting on, and, you know, it's an interesting one with Joe Gomez. And do you know what? It might be worth a discussion at some stage around the centre-halves and what we feel is going to happen in the future. Debo says strong rumours in and around Liverpool that FSG are not willing to invest until they get clearance on Klopp's future. Just another dead reason for them not to spend. Listen, if there's any truth in that, FSG will be going to Klopp going, can I get some sort of clearance on your future? He's 2 years left, 3 years left on a contract. 2 seasons after this one. So why wouldn't you invest? That makes no sense. You always have to invest. Regardless, you always have to invest. So we'll have to wait and see. So we've covered Ox. We've covered that link to a Barcelona centre-back. Arsenal letting players go, even though they've no players, which is amazing. We're going to go on to some headers now in a minute, and we'll see what people come up with. And if I've missed anyone out, I apologise. But here we go. Here's some I've saved, right? Skirtle versus City 13-14, bullet. Cop end, love it. Bobby last minute against Spurs, absolutely love it. Go and watch it with the Tim Sherwood clip where I think he's in studio and says, Liverpool haven't really worried Spurs tonight, blah, blah, blah. Bang, goal, loved it. Luis Garcia versus Anderlecht, yeah, crossing the right wing. He's nearly horizontal when he heads it from outside the box. Brilliant header. Alisson versus West Brom, yeah, it's the moment of the last season. It's one of the moments of the Premier League for me. Gini against Barcelona, yes, spot on. Oh, loved it. Gerrard header, Istanbul. Can't argue. Sammy Hupi against Arsenal, 06-07 Champions League quarter final at the Anfield Road end, and I think it's Fabregas on the post, but it's a bullet, gets us back in the game, gets us level. Ray Houghton versus England, Euro 88 Stuttgart, what a header. And if you go and check it out, it's against England, go and check out John Aldridge's reaction, which is absolutely fabulous. Terry Mack 78 versus Spurs as Stephen Handy. This is the one that got me. Is this the flow and move where it's here up front, knocked off, diagonal ball down the left-hand side, I think is a highway cross, and McDermott comes in at the back post with a bullet header. I think we win that game fucking 7-0 or something. But Stephen Hand may know. Let me know if I'm right on that. Didn't DVD score on his debut versus Everton at Kieran B? Yes. January 2018. From... It might have been an Ox corner. It might have been an Ox corner. But yeah, he gets up above an Everton defender and little arms, doesn't know what to be doing with himself. So there's a load of headers. If you have any more, throw them in there as well. Les Ferdinand and headers. Yeah, Les Ferdinand, Jesus Christ. Unbelievable. Unbelievable header of a ball, he really was. Skirtle against Arsenal when we went 4-0 up at so 20 minutes. Yeah, that was... He gets two, doesn't he? The first one looks way offside, but it's not. And then he gets a really good one where it's nearly behind him and he flicks the header. And I think it's Ox on the post for that. So there you go. In 13-14. Robbie Richmond. I did remember this one. I didn't know if anyone would mention it. Ruddock's equaliser versus United in 93-94. Yeah, clash of heads with Gary Pallister, correct. That makes it 3-3 after Liverpool 3-0 down at half time. United had scored through, I think Bruce gets one. Giggs gets one. Chips Grabbler and Irwin gets a free kick. And Liverpool, Clough gets two back before half time. And then he gets the equaliser. Juventus, Hippie a goal. That's a volley. That's a volley, not a header. Anthony McConville says Ruddock 3-3. Yeah, it was a great header. Lovren versus Dortmund. That's a really good show. Really, really good show. Van Dijk versus United. Yeah, that's a good header. That is a good header. I love the one Crouch against United in the Cup 2006. Liverpool, Van der Sar makes a brilliant save. And I think it might have been from Harry Kewell. Makes a brilliant save at the Anfield Road end. It goes out for a corner. And I think directly from it, Liverpool play it short. It's whipped in. Crouch gets a head on it. Van der Sar gets a hand on it. Hits the post, rolls across the line and goes in. Flying Dutchman Van Persie, World Cup 2014. That was a phenomenal header. That was a brilliant, brilliant header. Let me see. Ox versus Brentford. He likes it from yesterday. Garrett McDonald says that, yeah, Van Persie versus Spain 2014 World Cup. It was obscene. It was obscene. I know you're after LFC headers, but Stephen's right. We have to mention Van Persie's header for Holland against Spain. Yeah, it was absolutely ridiculous. A lot of people say Meller's header knocked down for Gerrard in 2004. So yeah, that's a good one as well. I'm trying to think of more really good headers. Do you know what's a great one? Andy Carroll. He gets one against Everton in the Cup semi-final. FA Cup semi-final 2012. He gets that one. But do you remember the one where he gets against Blackburn? I think Liverpool might be behind and come back to win. And it's flicked back into the box and he just runs onto it, jumps and puts everything he has behind it. Everything he has and buries it in front of the away end at Blackburn. I really, really like that one. It's a disgrace that Alisson doesn't have a song about his goal versus West Brom sung at every game, isn't it? Yeah, well, it should be. Maybe we could replay it on the Harden around the stuff. Realistically, how many players will come in the summer? It's a super chat from Funny. FSG put money in their ass. What a name. I spoke about this and I'm going to talk about it probably after this window's closed and definitely before the end of the season. And definitely again when the season ends. I'd like to see 4 in the summer. Regardless of what happens in January, I'd like to see 4. So, but we'll definitely come with shows on that and we get as many people on board to talk about that. And Dicko says, afternoon, Gav, hope you're good. I am, man. I'm 26 minutes in here. I've 4 more minutes to go and then we can get out. Jared Bargetti against Italy 2002 World Cup for Mexico, says Shawnee Lawson, throwing a curveball at us there. I don't remember that. Someone did say Chicharito's backwards header. Was that against Stoke? Have Stoke in my head. I could be wrong. Nicola Hoibri, 87, says Paulie Walnuts. Suarez against West Brom. That was the one I picked. Manny versus Villa, taking the boost to the face, injury time winner. Yeah, that's quality. Yeah, I remember that now. Well, I'll always remember it, but that was great. Dylan O'Rourke says, Skirtle versus Chelsea in 2013 was in Gran Canaria and my brother had €5 on him at 33-1. Scored after 3 minutes, was like he won the lotto. I like when them ones come in though. I do like when them ones come in. But loads of headers there. Delighted with them. Thanks a million. That's what we do on Mondays here. Monday Memories, we'll pick some sort of topic and we'll get you to remember them and I'll try to remember some. And then Shawnee will come in with some fucking mad one I can never remember and we'll all have to go and YouTube some Mexican fella scoring against Italy. That's about it for today. Origi off the crossbar against Everton. Yes, Shawnee Lawson. No one mentioned it. Did anyone mention it? Surely they have. I don't know if they did. Robbo with Spurs. Yeah, he leans down, gets a kick to the face. Manny versus Watford, 18-19. Yeah, remember that. I'm trying to think of any other ones now quickly before we go. Carl Robinson, yeah, mentions the hippie one against Arsenal in the Champions League. We've had that one. I'm trying to think back a little bit further if I can. Barnes gets a good one against United at Anfield. I think we end up losing the game. But Barnes gets a good one. And it's at the Anfield Road end. It's a really good header down into the corner past Schmeichel. But that's a good one. That's a really good one. Fowler's had the one against Newcastle in the last minute. He's had a really good diving header against Villa in that semi-final of 96 at Old Trafford. Do you remember the one with the green and white jersey and he takes it on the chest and he left foot volleys it in the second half? In off the post. I think in the first half he gets a really good diving header in that. But I could be thinking of the wrong game. So I'll have to go and check that one as well. But listen, that's Maradona's header against England in 86. Yeah, that's a good one as well. That comes from Kieran B. Yeah, that was a whopper header from Maradona. There you go. Garcia, think against Galatasaray. Tommy, I think you might be thinking Anderlecht. I think someone mentioned that earlier. But Salah's against City. That's a good show from Bonkers. That's a good one. That's the one from Robertson's Trent's crossfield ball. Robertson whips it in. Salah just runs onto it as it bounces up, heads it in. That's a brilliant call as well. Gomez needs to score more. Header says Ali A. Well, he's being sold in the summer for 40 million. so don't need to worry about it. Scott's mates is talking about De Sena versus United. We need headers. That's a lob. It's a really good lob. We could do lobs next week, actually. Lobs or chips. But it's headers this week. So there you go. Barnby versus Everton 2000. Yeah, that's Ziga. Hits a shot. It takes a mad deflection. Robbie Fowler bundles some fella out of the way. And Barnby gets a header on it. It's pissing rain at Anfield. The place goes mental. And Barnby against Everton after leaving Everton for Liverpool. That's a cracker. It's a really good one to end on, actually, Robbie Richmond. Fair play to you. So that's about it. I'll be back at 2 o'clock tomorrow. As I said, the Man on Football show on that channel. We will be back next week. Monday will be a free for all. You can talk about wherever you want in football. The Thursday, we have some ideas which we're going to discuss this week. So go and check out that channel and subscribe to it. I'm not too sure we have anything tonight, but we'll try working something this afternoon for that. But I'll be definitely back at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Tomorrow night is Tuesday. There's nothing on, so we might do a quiz slash draft. I think Chris Brack has one ready, so we'll do that tomorrow night if that's okay. Wednesday, we will have the midweek fix looking forward to the Arsenal game. After the Arsenal game, we'll have full-time Reds. Friday, we'll have Sports Unplugged, and then we'll be back for the Crystal Palace game on Sunday with two shows, full-time Reds and the Fatback Four. I hope that does you for the week. Just one last thing. We're looking to do a golf day in June in Ireland. And we're going to do it for charity. We've picked out a charity, which we're not going to name yet because we haven't contacted them to tell them we're doing it yet. But we're looking to do it in June. A couple of listeners that I know play golf, I've contacted and asked them to do it. One has said yes so far, but I'm waiting on others to come back. This is restricted to 32 players. And it'll be basically a case of putting the names down, looking for the money to go and play in this tournament. And the first 32 to pay will go and play. It will be in... It will be a Friday in June. It'll be in Ireland. It'll be in Dublin. And, you know, it'll be golf. It'll be food. It'll be drinks that night. Hopefully some entertainment. There'll be hotel specials in case anyone needs to stay over and stuff like that. So keep it in mind. And if you want to or you're interested, email us lfcdaytrippers@gmail.com. Thanks a million for joining us. It's been a brilliant 31 minutes or so. And as I said, I'll see you at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Over now.
Social Podcast Network.